Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. I am one of your co-hosts, Mark Homar, and the only co-host today. Josh is not with us today. He is recovering from a surgery, and I know he would share that. So I'm not saying specifically what it is, but put all your positive energy toward him, but he's recovering from a surgery he had to get done. So I'm here today to talk to you guys because he and I had discussed over the past couple episodes. We've talked about, you know, how to position yourself to stand out in a market, in an industry, in a field where there's so many people pursuing jobs and careers in your same niche, in your same profession potentially. So how to stand out, what jobs are being on the rise within the next 16, 18, 36 months, right? We wanted to make sure we brought to you guys information on healthcare. We talked about healthcare. We talked about cybersecurity being big on that. So I want to address today the importance of cybersecurity and really where this field and this particular niche in technology, why it's so important. And I spoke on it briefly when we talked about the healthcare aspect and dynamic of growth over the next 5 to 10 years. But it is very imperative to understand that cybersecurity is paramount and it is big as we speak right now. If you are not aware, which I'm sure you are if you're in the tech field, tech industry, and again, this podcast is about just making sure we keep your eyes open and not just tunnel vision in your particular niche in your field, especially if you're, say, just a front end or have been just, if you will, been a front end or full stack, you know, developer. Or you're an engineer of some kind, but you're looking to pivot and you don't necessarily know where you should go and what field will give you or generate the most, you know, bang for your buck in relation to new certifications being required that you're going to obtain and the money you have to spend on that. You want to make sure you get paid for that, right? Also, too, making sure you have job security within the next position you move into, of course, right? So what we're trying to do is bring awareness to different fields and different niches that in the IT sector that are going to not only blossom down the road, but are currently, like I said, you know, really vibrant and really need talent in those fields. So cybersecurity being one of them. And like I said, we spoke on it in the healthcare talk conversation. If you haven't heard that, make sure you go back to that episode. I believe it's like episode 25 or 26. So it's fairly recent. But cybersecurity is huge. We have a lot of things moving in the tech realm, obviously with AI, a lot of data, information being collected from these organizations and from these companies in a plethora of industries. It's not just one industry. It's across the spectrum of industries. If you're going to be a big time company, we already know what's at the top of the food chain here, you know, NVIDIA's, the Microsoft's, the Apple's, the Google's. If you're going to be competing with them, you know, in the marketplace, you're going to have to establish some kind of security ramifications around your technology, around the information and the systems you're building out. So, and a lot of tech startups are doing that same thing, right? So cybersecurity is huge. When we have issues with cyber threats, malwares, supply chain vulnerability, cloud security, you know, one thing you got to think about, another industry that we've talked about on this platform that you can look, you know, for jobs in is data centers being built out, right? All they are the housing center for the cloud storage, right? Larry Fink, the head of BlackRock, just got on with Bloomberg recently, as well as the head of Chase. They got on talking about the fact that they're building out, you know, more cybersecurity, you know, protection for their organizations. And this is finance, right? You know, BlackRock being the largest retirement, you know, fund, and then Chase being the largest bank in the United States, right? Jamie Dimon. They were talking in relation to the steps they're taking currently right now as we speak to better their software IT departments. Jamie spoke specifically to the fact that he's, you know, they've been hiring a lot more data scientists, you know, to make sure the information that they have when you're talking about people's bank accounts and these leaks that happen, the malware, you know, people breaking in to try to get ransomware and a ransom attacks. It's important to have that protection there, right? Because you can't keep having your, you know, customers getting their bank accounts, you know, wiped clean because you don't have the proper protection in place, right? And you can't have a situation where you are the largest retirement fund in the world and you have people's retirements potentially possibly having a chance to get wiped out. So, you know, these two leaders of their organizations have invested majorly into cybersecurity. So this should let you know that this not only is paramount down the road, but right now. So there are positions. They're saying right now that cybersecurity as it in itself, as a niche of industry within itself, is going to be a $300 billion industry by 2027. At the airing of this, this is 2024, about to be 2025 here soon. So you're talking within the next 24 to 36 months, being a large marketplace and a large area for you to be able to earn good money within this industry if you position yourself well enough now. So what I said earlier, if you're, you know, right now been focused on front end, you know, full stack development engineering, that type of thing, and you're just looking to pivot, well, you might want to get some more certifications to pivot over into this lane because, again, there are jobs, there are opportunities, and not only the fact that they're jobs, but they're going to be sustainable jobs. That is the biggest key. We talk about so much about, you know, just trying to get back employed. If you're unemployed, we talk so much about, like, you know, I want to have a career I'm happy with, I'm excited with. But you also want to make sure you have a career that gives you longevity. So many people right now are worried about AI and the effects that it's going to have on job loss. And we've talked about that before. Whenever there's change in anything in life, right, during that change, there's going to be some moments of recovery and some downturn. But then if you do it right within there, you're going to set yourself up for a better situation. So what I'm saying is, even though AI is coming, yes, some jobs are going to be wiped out, there are going to be a plethora of jobs that are going to be opened up if we're wise and if we're aware, and that will be sustainable because, again, in order for this technology to run, it still needs us as operators to run it, but we need to be in the right position to do so. That being said, cybersecurity, I just wanted to talk to you guys about the importance of the industry in itself. Like I said, $300 billion, they're projecting it to be worth and earning, and that's across all specters, right? That doesn't mean that just because you are, you know, a employee within a company that you're going to be making, you know, $2 million a year off of your position as, you know, a cybersecurity specialist or, you know, informatics, you know, specialist within that sector. But you can get your piece of the pie, right? And that's what we're talking about, trying to figure out how we can get the piece of the pie and sustainable piece of the pie, right? So what certifications? Obviously, you guys know computer science degrees are necessary. Information technology, cybersecurity information knowledge is important, but specific certifications that will be, you know, sought after are Certified Information System Security Professional, CISSP, is one certification that you can go out and obtain and look to get into if you don't currently have it, because again, a lot of companies will be looking for that. Certified Ethical Hacker, CEH, and CompTIA Security are different certifications that knowledge you can obtain in order to make yourself much more presentable within that field, right? The field is going to, like any field, it's going to diversify in pay range. Again, Josh and I spoke, and Josh spoke eloquently about the fact that for certain skill sets and certain job positions, like chief information security officer, you know, you can get paid well. You can get paid, you know, $300K, depending upon what company and where you are at, you know, in your senior position. But for on average, you're going to start off in this particular niche anywhere between 60K on up, right? Again, depending upon what certification, what knowledge, what, you know, length of time you have had experience, and then where you're going. If you're going into, say, you know, government, and, you know, because we know cybersecurity has been big there, because you have to have governmental federal protection. If you have, you know, that chief information security officer position there, you might be coming out, you know, 270, 280K, you know, 325. If you're, at, you know, top of your field and, you know, you're at Chase and you get a senior position, you might come out with 200K. You know, again, because they have the budget and they also understand the importance of investing in a quality educated person in that position, because they know these type of positions are paramount to making sure the rest of their foundation, cybersecurity, is laid in their organizations and can make sure that they can handle anything that comes its way. So I just want to briefly jump on here today and talk to you guys about the importance of cybersecurity, where it's headed in the next 3 years, There are large companies, every large company, I mean, from Cisco to Cisco Systems to IBM to Microsoft to Tesla, all of them. Healthcare, like I said, healthcare organizations, Anthem, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, all of the large companies you can think of out there, they are focused on making sure that this is a priority as we speak right now. And as the airing of this particular episode, soon we will be electing a new POTUS. Again, this is not a platform to discuss who you go for. This is just, you got to have a leader. So soon we will have one in position here, and companies are going to make a ramp up for this 2025 year, starting in the first quarter of next year to, you know, regain some strength, some foothold, especially American companies. You know, as we all know, it's still competition out there to be the biggest, the best, you know, and all that. So they want to make sure, though, in that they know that there's people coming for them, these organizations, as well as, you know, the country itself. So cybersecurity is huge. If you haven't thought about it, think about pivoting into that niche. There are job opportunities currently as we speak. The pay is solid. The career safety is there. The growth is nine times out of 10 there for you to be able to not only get with an organization and have a great career for right now, but for the long haul of your working life. And that's the most important thing, right? So again, hope that helps. If you guys have any questions, you can always reach out to us here on Higher Power Tech Podcast. You can go to our website, higherpowertech.com. You can leave comments here. Please like and subscribe. Again, we want to create a platform that you guys can feel free to come and discuss things with us. As we have said many times before, we are not, you know, the experts totally in this. We have been in this field, in these fields, me as a owner of a staffing firm, an IT staffing firm that specializes in dark data, data science, front end, back end, full stack specialist, engineers, that type of thing. And Josh with his expertise as, you know, MSP and having worked as a staffing agencies, some of the prominent ones here in the United States. Over 9 years or so, he's been in the industry. So we have an understanding, but we know we're not the end all be all. But the only way we can have discussion, and we want to bring a platform where this is what we talk about, right? We don't want it to be merged with, you know, anything that's not centered around, you know, recruitment, job, staffing, because again, we want to give this to be a sanctuary space for those who want to discuss this, and also those who are looking to get employed, have a place where they can go that's not the norm and not the mainstream, if you will, but it's a little off the beaten path, but you can have connection. You could talk to us. We could try to get you placed. We can work with you on your resume. We can just help you situate yourself mentally and emotionally if you've been laid off. We've talked about this in other episodes. If you've been laid off, how the process should work to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And not only get back on your feet quickly as possible, but then have sustainability once you get back into the workforce to have that deliverable of excellence for yourself, right? Which you'll bring over to your position wherever you get placed. So this is what this platform is about here at Higher Power Tech Podcast. If you are new to it, if you have been here, you know, and you've been one of our mainstay, as we are still fairly new here, we appreciate you. We say thank you. Josh will be back. Like I said, just send out positive energy to him for, you know, just recovery. He should be back shortly. But cybersecurity, check into it. Look at certifications, CISSP, CEH, CompTIA, security. If you're looking for, you know, different positions like Chief Information Security Officer, these are positions that you can look to not only acquire a good job in, but have a quality job for years to come. An industry that is booming and that will continue to boom. A field, I should say, of operation that will continue to boom because all industries are in need of it, from healthcare to finance to transportation to government. Everybody needs cybersecurity. Everybody. So there's not a industry that is not being touched by the need of needing to protect the information, the data that it's getting and that it's obtaining from all of us having a footprint on, you know, through, you know, the technology that we're all using. Okay. So just think about that. If you haven't, I hope it helps you guys. Okay. Look forward to hearing from you guys again soon. Again, like, subscribe, and we will see you guys next Wednesday with another quality topic. And I'll be responding to your comments and everything from there. Have a great one, guys. We'll talk shortly. Bye-bye.